This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, September 25th. God's word to you today is when. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 23, verse 4, from the New King James Version, and it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." The craving for physical, emotional, and financial security is natural. The story is told of a teenage girl that was not willing to give up a doll that she had since she was a child. She grew up in a war zone. There was never peace in the house because her parents were always fighting. Obviously, no one had time for her. The doll was one of those kinds that had a pre-recorded message. So every night before she sleeps, she presses a button and the doll would say, "I love you," and she would sleep off cuddling the doll. She said she could not let go of the doll because it was her emotional security. It assured her that at least something loves her on earth, if not someone. Many people hear such stories and shake their heads, but in reality, they have their own dolls. Dolls that can tell them they are strong, they are loved, and they are appreciated. For some people, it is their car, while for some, it is their computer, or one toy or the other. People are constantly seeking affirmation, seeking a form of security. God wants you to know that He is your security. He is the one that can actually wrap His arms around you and tell you He loves you. And He is not a doll. David is teaching us with Psalm 23 that God is more than enough. Like David, having the Lord as your shepherd means He is more than enough to meet all your security needs. All your security needs, God is more than enough to meet them. Psalm 23 verse 4 says, "Even when I walk through the darkest valley." David says it is when, not if. So, it is just a function of time. You are going to go through a period that will be like the valley of the shadow of death. It is a tough place to be, but everybody is going to go through it. I got a message from a lady telling me that until she came to God's Favorite House, she did not know Christians should suffer, or that suffering was part of the Christian's package, or how a Christian is meant to handle suffering. Mind you, from my few interactions with this lady, she seemed to be a very sound Christian. All she knew is, "God says it, I believe it, that settles it." That is a pseudo-gospel. It is not complete. Jesus says, "If any would be my disciple, he should deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Sometimes, we think every Christian knows this, but I have discovered otherwise. However, David is showing us that for the child of God, it is a matter of when I go through the darkest, not if. But in spite of the when, we have the assurance of the presence of our good shepherd. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are my very present help in times of need. Even when I walk through the valley, the darkest valley, I will fear no evil because you are with me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.